I'll be quite honest, that's got to be about the quickest readings we have all year. All year. Yet at the same time, it's Holy Trinity. So the shortest readings with the most paradoxical things we could think about. So I don't want to get into the philosophy of metaphysics or anything like that today. All I'll say this about the Trinity. That doesn't mean it's just a quick homily, but that's all I'm going to say. That the Trinity, again, is three persons, one nature. Okay? Three persons, one nature. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And again, I want to talk today more about just how we use the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's also pretty cool that in this time of the year, we're all in ordinary time. Which is very interesting because the last couple weeks during the week themselves, I've been watching and wearing green. Because it's ordinary time. And then we have these powerful ways to kind of slowly enter into ordinary time from powerful masses like the last day of Easter, Pentecost, last weekend. And we go right into the Holy Trinity. And then next week, we have the body and blood of Jesus Christ. So it's really cool to see in our calendar. What I'd like to talk about again is the Trinity. And especially, like I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, how powerful it is to have a storm, a physical storm, and that's quick compared to what we've been going through physically, spiritually, mentally with the COVID-19, just the last week and a half with racism, death, destruction, looting, and so forth, and all the different levels that is. And how crucial those moments can show that those silver linings of a storm. And God is always with us. So no matter what we're going through in our own lives or the lives around us, for those we don't know about, all different ethnicities, that we are brothers and sisters around the world. And we are following God's kingdom. And once again, with the Trinity. So, pray. As long as there's three persons, one God, pray, pray, pray. Pray, and when we always pray, we always say the sign of the cross. Whether you're coming to Mass, whether you're doing your meal, when you're finishing your meal, when you're praying with your children, if you're praying the rosary, at any time, use the sign of the cross. Now, we heard our readings that were unbelievable and grateful of the nugget of the whole Bible. And if you read it well, you know, we really hear in a special way in John 3:16 about God the Father and the Son, but the Holy Spirit is in there as well. So God so loved the world. So just saying God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit right there. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus. So that everyone who believes in him might not perish, might have eternal life. And who are we hopefully to be with? With eternal life, the Father, who sent his Son. And his Son, just last weekend we remember, sent the Holy Spirit upon us. And all of them are in heaven for all eternity. Now, personally, I want to kind of just, as we soak into the love in our minds and our bodies and our souls during these times, kind of a storm, I just want to share myself some experiences recently that is my job. But sometimes it's pretty intense. And I don't share as just my own little agenda, but just to show what I do as a priest and how often I use the Trinity. I first, every night, I use my holy hour to read the scriptures and to pray. And how does that start? Always the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To begin and end. And several prayers in the middle if I'm praying with my breviary. There's one time at the beginning of Mass, I usually say the Lord be with you and with your spirit. The Lord be with you. There's a little longer that we actually read in the second reading today from St. Paul. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. That's literally the same prayer I could use to start every Mass. Obviously, we already use the sign of the cross twice, maybe more actually, but the sign of the cross when I did my normal prayer before Mass. Typically, that's in the gathering space with the servers, the lectors, the ushers. But because of where we're at now, and again, slowly we'll change different things back to what we did before, but that's how I start my prayer for Mass. And then, obviously, coming into the Mass, once again, as I said that already, we start with the cross. The last several weeks have been pretty challenging myself. I think it's been challenging for a lot of people. I've had 5 different anointing of the 6 in the last, 4 or 5 days. And again, what do you use? I mean, I had a really powerful just a couple days ago. It wasn't just the anointing of the sick. He was using the apostolic pardon, meaning that that's like a kind of get out of jail card. You're going right to heaven. So we had the anointing of the sick, basically confession with the apostolic pardon. They were confirmed, and they received communion. That's so powerful and so challenging because they're young children, basically. And that is what really soaked into my heart was the fact that this is Holy Trinity. We have several burials. Same thing. How do you finish a burial? Typically, a funeral goes right into a burial. And so you don't do anything to start a new liturgy in the burial in a cemetery because it's the same liturgy. And now we add a little bit because it's just where we're at. And so we'll have the burial first and the funeral later because some of the families are so large that they want to wait until all the ropes are done and the masks are done and we can have a celebration and a time of grieving with them. I have a marriage coming. And we have 2 different dates, and we're kind of waiting on the border patrol and the border. Because one grew up in Canada, the other in the United States. So again, a challenge in their own lives, but also a sacred time. And again, how does that start? The sign of the cross. And the one place where I'm not giving a sacrament, they're giving a sacrament to each other. As a joke with that and all these different people that are challenged with when we can do these sacraments and gifts. Trevor Peterson, he was with us last year at the Easter season, right? In the Triduum. Trevor Peterson, he was serving, kind of like Ben Freeman right now. Well, Trevor was ordained to be a deacon on Friday. And he told the bishop there, because we don't have a bishop, it was the bishop from Superior that ordained him. And we were very blessed to be able to go now to be with him. And he told that bishop from Superior, he said, "Bishop, I don't care if it's you and me, I want to be ordained." I'm like, that's amazing. How much he could have loved having everybody else at his ordination. And it wasn't like a crowded cathedral, but he would have done that for us because of your prayers that he became a deacon now, and he'll be a priest next year. And we also have Matt Miller, who is a deacon, and will be a priest in the same situation, depending on how many more people we can have by that time, from your prayers. And where did your prayers come from? With your prayers of the Trinity. Of all of our prayers, the rosary, everything else is the Trinity. And finally, confession. How do you begin? How do you finish? How are you received of absolution? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So please continue to pray. Pray. As our brothers and sisters in this church, in this community, this state, this country, around the world. That's our mission from God. That's our leader, is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so to finish, we all know a great prayer, a beautiful prayer. So let's say it together. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.